going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Back here on our draft recap show, you can chime in on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Seeing from 0698, guys, love hearing football on Sunday morning. Which three players are you guys most excited about? And who do you think actually plays or starts game one? And I think one of those guys for me that I think is going to be that day one starter is going to be your first round pick in Kelvin Banks Jr. at number 9 overall.
He better be.
Are we right, having, exactly.
Are we going to have that conversation now? About where he's going to play? I think it's a really interesting question.
Well, do we have the bite from Kellen? Hold on, I have the bite.
Well, let's answer the guy's question as well.
Yeah.
Three most exciting prospects. I like Vernon Broughton a lot. Him and Alfred Collins, as Mike D mentioned, were a legit stone wall on the interior of the Texas defensive line. So I'm going with both the Texas picks here.
Yeah.
But you address the trenches with two really stout prospects. And then, you know, the third one kind of up in the air. I would probably say Devin Neal just because of the amount of production that he had at Kansas.
I'm with you on
Neal for
sure.
What is the question? Who's going to start?
No, who were your three favorite picks, basically?
Favorite picks. You know, I feel like I'm in the minority, and it's like, I like the quarterback.
Sure.
I do like the quarterback. Like,
I'm excited about it, too, just because I know it's Kelvin's guy. I mean, Kellen's guy.
I've been doing that
right
all day. Kelvin and Kellen. Like, they couldn't have
K&K
made that
connection
more difficult. Anyway, I think people – you know, everyone gets excited about Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward and whatever, and they like people aren't talking about.
Well, not too
Tyler
many
Shuck.
Folks were excited about
so
Shedeur.
Yeah, well, that's one of the conversation. We talked about that yesterday. We should talk about it again. Mel Kiper just had a meltdown.
And I saw you on Twitter too. Our boy Scott Shanley has been going off on folks.
Scott Shanley
laying
is
the wood,
catching bodies lately, and I'm all about it. He's coming from the top rope on
like
people.
You mentioned to me in a text. It started like he slammed Derek Carr and has been on.
And
a
he
tear.
Was like, "I like this. I'm gonna go. I'm good at anyway." I think people didn't talk about Tyler Shuck enough, so everyone's like, oh, they just took this guy that no one cares about. But like,
I think the biggest knock is he's an older prospect, and people have a problem with that.
Yeah, and you know, the funniest thing is I had this like Falcons tool coming at me like, oh, man, he's so old. And I was like,
what are you talking about?
Michael Penix is going to be 25 in like 2 weeks. Like, seriously, these guys are both going to be 25 in 2 weeks. He turns 25 on May 8th, and you're telling me now, you're like, oh, he's Brandon Whedon 2.0. Brandon Whedon was 29. That's different.
Right. What was 25 old? Man,
like,
oh, man.
God. Like, you're telling me that, oh, well, because Michael Penix came into the league at 24 and this guy's coming to the league at 25, it's a completely different situation. Michael Penix doesn't have any ACLs. anyway, I was just so annoyed. I was like,
you've had a lot of coffee this morning.
Well, no, it's just like, guys, like, at least be consistent. Like, if you're not going to care about the age of Michael Penix, don't act like the age of Tyler Shuck is a major issue. He played one more year in college. They are the same age. He has one more touchdown pass in the NFL before the age of 25 than Tyler Shuck is going to have. All right. So it's just stupid. It's like, okay, is the age an issue? The team doesn't think so. The player doesn't think so. I mean, I personally don't think so, because if he's going to play, he's going to play. And if he's good, it doesn't matter if he's a little older than a rookie. Jaden Daniels came to the league at 24. Spencer Rattler was 24. We don't talk about how old he was. Everyone's like, I just think it's such an overblown issue that misses the point of, like, is he a good quarterback? Can he throw? Can he make the throws? All I see is that one clip where he kind of, it looked like he...
Over and over, they keep showing that.
I don't know what
one.
Happened, but he kind of, he was rolling out and it kind of slipped out of his hand and he kind of just chucked it. And then there's the clip at the combine.
That's the one I thought you were talking about.
It looks like the ball slipped out of his hand and he made a weird throw. And they ignore the fact...
This is your quarterback?
They ignore the fact that, like, he had the best workout of any quarterback at the combine. So... No, I mean,
I think he wasn't sure.
There's a lot of misinformation about, like, how he, the quality of his quarterback play, but I just think if you're listening to people who understand the quarterback position, they have a lot of positive things to say. I mean, I compare him to Jared Goff. People are like, I can't believe you'd compare him to Jared Goff. That's who you want. I'm like, have you watched Jared Goff? Yes, I want the 4-time Pro Bowler who was second in passing last year, was fifth in the MVP voting. You're telling me that would be a bad thing? Anyway, I just think, like, people aren't excited about Tyler Shuck because he's not the sexy name. He's not whatever. Like, oh, they reached for him. Whatever. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, and you're in the business of collecting good quarterbacks. So we'll see. I know that wasn't really the question.
I think the biggest legitimate knock against Shuck, I think, is just his injury history.
Yeah, and again, we're worried about the injuries with him, but we're not worried about the injuries with Penix, the guy who had two ACL injuries.
That's even more significant. Ligaments, like,
right.
When you just have broken bones, that was the issue with Shuck, is that freak kind of broken collarbones and then, like, a broken femur, I think, at some point.
Yeah.
It wasn't...
Fibula. And he got hip dropped, right?
That's what it was.
And so it's like, okay, I mean... It's not like he doesn't have more breakable bones than anybody else. It's just bad luck.
Right.
But, I mean, it is an injury history, and you have to look at it.
But it's not, you know, multiple torn ACLs or torn Achilles or anything like that.
Yeah, the bone heals, you're back. And one thing Jeff Brohm said, we talked to Jeff Brohm after the pick, and, you know, he was like, yeah, at Texas Tech, they were having him run QB power. He was taking hits. Like, and sure, maybe he's not the most durable guy if you're asking him to play like Taysom Hill, but I don't think the Saints are going to ask him to play like Taysom Hill. So, if their goal was to bring him in and run QB power, like, I don't think he's Jalen Hurts, right? But I don't think you're going to ask him to play that way. So, you know, I just think you look at a guy who has all the traits you want. He's 6'5". He's got a cannon arm. One of the things I really do appreciate, and I tweeted about this, is watch him navigate pressure. And now, dealing with pressure is going to be an issue for him. But watch how he is able to slide away from pressure and always stay square down the field. Like, you see guys scramble, and – like, think about when you watch a guy scramble, how long is it going to take him to set his shoulders, get the ball to a throwing position, and actually get it downfield? What he's able to do is just slide, even against his arm, like away from his arm, and always has his shoulders set so that he can get the ball out quick. And that, like, quick release when you are extending is massive. It is the biggest difference between a big play or a big interception, a big turnover, a late ball over the middle of the field. And watching him adjust to that speed is going to be big. But, like, that's the type of kind of quarterback play, subtle quarterback play, that I think you're getting out of that guy that you might not be getting out of a 22-year-old quarterback, out of a 21-year-old quarterback, out of a guy that didn't spend 7 years in college. So, I don't know. All that is to say, like, I like the quarterback. I do. And people are going to be like, oh, you're just being whatever, a shill for the team. And I'm like, I've been telling you I want this guy for 3 weeks. So I'm not going to pretend I'm mad about it. Anyway, I don't know why I'm going off on a rant, but I am.
Jeff, you feeling it this morning?
No one's even talking to me and telling me I'm wrong. I'm just mad. I'm mad at the sky.
Twitter sphere, right? We're talking about Tyler Shuck, though, that 40th overall pick for the Black and Gold. And during the Zoom call with the media, he was asked how much interaction did he have with the Saints.
Coach Tolzien came to my pro day, and we did a really extensive, board work. Went to go get lunch and dinner. We spent about the whole day together before pro day, and we connected really well. He watched pro day, obviously, so he got to see me work out. And then, you know, shortly after then, I came in for a 30 visit and got to meet everybody. And it just had a great experience, man. The facilities there, you know, the coaching, I met all day with them, and they had great feedback, you know, great support. And, I really hadn't heard from him, since then. And I was talking to my boy Ziad right after, and it was just like, man, I hope it works out. And as I was leaving at the airport, and luckily it worked out.
That was Tyler Shuck talking to the media about his interaction with the Saints, and we kind of were, like I was mentioning, the biggest knock against him has been injuries. Hasn't been hamstring, hasn't been shoulder or any kind of soft tissue stuff. Yeah. It's been broken bones.
When he got into the Louisville offense where he wasn't asked to scramble and run around as much, he stayed healthy. So, and that's what Jeff said. We was like, what do you think the difference was and why he was able to stay healthy last year? It's because we didn't ask him to dive into, you know, charging linebackers on every third play, right? So, you know, and you know, I don't know. I like the dog, right? I'm a dog guy. Right. He's got a dog. You know, that's not a good reason to like a guy, but I don't know. I like the guy. And his dog's
name's
Murphy.
We had puking babies and dogs headlining the same draft.
Yeah, the first two picks, you got these viral moments. You got the puking baby, and then you got the dog who just had to be part of the celebration. They bought 32 bandanas for the dog.
Nice.
And they happened, so they had every one just in case. And Tyler said that she was Murphy, who's the dog who's named after the character in Interstellar, which he said Murphy was the main character in Interstellar, which I think is kind of telling of him as a personality. Because if you're, it's like, that's a Matthew McConaughey movie. No. It's a Jessica Chastain movie. I'm sorry. Anyway, like three people listening will appreciate that reference. But no, I mean, I don't know. I think if you're, I just hope people can go into this offseason and root for the guy, because I think that he has a lot to like, and people are reacting to very little information because he wasn't talked about a lot, and I think it's a mistake.
We know about how injuries can mentally affect a guy as well. Shaq talked about dealing with those.
For me, it's only made me stronger. I've had the bone breaks. It hasn't affected me physically, and it's strengthened me mentally. So, I feel so prepared to come into to New Orleans and just go there and continue to learn, continue to grow and compete. And at this point, I'm ready for this opportunity and excited to get there.
Shaq coming into an offense with a guy that's been a QB. There's plenty of QBs on this staff. Also, it's nice having a coach that just, hoisted the Lombardi trophy in the dome. You're going to be calling your home. But Shaq was asked about Kellen Moore and the rest of the Saints staff.
I mean, I think everywhere Coach Moore has been, it's been greatness from the quarterback position. I think he's a guru when it comes to that. And I'm just so excited to kind of continue to work with him. And that, I feel like this is the only team in the NFL where you got the QB coach, the OC, and the head coach, all quarterback guys. So just an incredible opportunity to come in and learn from them.
He mentioned it right there for me. Yeah, I think this is a dream scenario for a young quarterback considering all the QBs you have in the Saints coaching room.
Yeah, and I've calmed down now. I've taken a few
sips. Have another cookie.
Yeah. they're regular cookies. But, no, I mean, I think – the other thing I see a lot is, this is Mickey Loomis putting his thumb on the scale. And I don't know. I feel like people misunderstand Mickey Loomis's role. Like, Mickey Loomis defers to the people he has assigned to be the experts in the room.
Yeah, Mickey's not in there banging the table. Take this guy.
Yeah, it's like, I know all you guys want this guy, but I like that guy. Yeah. Like, we're taking that. That's just not how it goes. And I think, he's the figurehead, so he gets all the blame. But, when you're talking about this guy, if you think Kellen Moore is not a massive Tyler Shuck fan, you're crazy.
It was his pick.
It's his guy. You are not bringing in Kellen Moore and saying, well, we're going to get you this
quarterback.
You
got to deal with Derek Carr, and here's this guy you drafted
right,
too.
No, so you're talking – if you think that they are just he's okay, but we're going to take him because we're desperate. It's like, no, Kellen Moore, Scott Tolzien, Doug Nussmeier, all these former NFL quarterbacks, high-level quarterbacks, know what they're talking about. When it comes to the quarterback position, they identified their guy, and it's him. So, I'm gonna say in Kellen we trust here, because I think he's a smart guy. I think his assessment is valuable here.
I love too on the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line. You can sound off 504-260-1870, 0698, deferring to two quarterbacks we know here as well. The Cajun Cannon, he says, and Archie Manning are high on Shuck. That's good enough for me. Who dat?
There you go. And Greg Cosell from NFL Films, a couple months ago in the pre-draft process.
Yeah, like February.
Yeah, literally months ago. We've talked to him before on the show, I think it was actually before last year's draft. I don't think we had him on before this year's draft. But you saw, his kind of comments on Tyler Shuck where he mentions the mechanics are really clean for a college prospect. And you kind of expect that from an older college prospect. But at the same time, someone that has, experience, he liked him. He liked the size, 6'5", 220 pounds. For the quarterback position, he said he looks the part, and he was his QB2 of this class. And Greg Cosell watches a lot of tape. He knows what he's talking about.
The other guy who was really high on Tyler Shuck, and they kind of made fun of him about it during the broadcast, Lewis Riddick, has been banging the Tyler Shuck drum over and over and over again on every show. And I don't know, I like Lewis Riddick. There's certain analysts out there that I take a little more seriously than others. Like, I don't take Mel Kiper that seriously. He's kind of just the draft guy.
He made himself a clown with the
right,
stuff.
Whereas, but Lewis Riddick, I actually, it's like when he tells, when he says something, I'm like, okay, I buy that. I think, Schlereth is another guy. When I ask him a question and he answers it, I'm like, okay. I get insight from that question. And so, listen to what Lewis has to say about him and then kind of make your own assessment.
One last thing about Tyler Shuck, guys. He was asked also to describe his style of play, QB?
I think for me, I'm a high-level mental processor and have those, you know, NFL traits and QB qualities, you know, being a taller guy who can move and be an athletic and can make any type of throw. But I think for me, my biggest thing and where I've had success is being able to win pre-snap and make up for it post-snap if it's not the right look. And for me, I'm going to continue to try and play free and just go out there and continue to grow and continue to get better. And I think that, you know, every year in my career, I feel like I've learned so much and gotten better. So that's my goal right now is to continue to climb.
Yeah, one thing with Shuck now in the mix and another two young quarterbacks with Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, it's going to be a fun competition to start watching unwind, you know, start to get together, I should say, not unwind, but get, you know, going when we get into organized team activities. I mean, we're not going to see much for rookie minicamp out of anybody, but yeah, at least OTAs.
I expect you'll see Tyler.
But I feel like we don't usually get access to the practices, just like the locker room.
We'll get one practice. We should get the locker room. But you're running kind of milquetoast. I don't even know if you're going to run any team sets.
Yeah, you're not going to see one practice with just not the rest of the team and be like, oh, my God, Pro Bowler, Tyler Shuck.
But it will be the first time we get to see him throw right up close and get a good look at like what he actually looks like, the size. Like, he's 6'5". Like, he's a legit – like, he is the quarterback build you want, so – we'll see. But, yeah, that's going to come up in a couple weeks. But I agree with you. The competition, I think it's going to be a competition. I don't think they're just going to hand him the job.